Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, get your drinks.
Come on, bro. Come on.
What do you mean?
Blade.
The movie?
No. The, I hate.
That's him. Also the movie. I
not
think.
The
what?
He's awesome. He's badass.
You don't like the artist?
No.
If someone said, the bread bowl was such a good invention, like, hey fatty, you can eat the bowl too now.
Dress me, bless me. I'm about to put my wing on the table.
Oh shit! He's really all right.
Do it.
Broccoli cheddar soup with the bread bowl.
It's so good. For real.
I don't know if I've ever had it with the bread bowl.
It's good, bro.
I dipped my bread in that shit, though.
Yeah. My wing of the week.
Wing of the week.
Is HOAs.
Ugh.
You know what an HOA is?
Yeah, I have one.
Dude, I get
you
those
have one?
I have one, yes.
Really?
HOA has got to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
What is it?
An you don't
HOA
know what it is?
Is the Homeowners Association. Within which a neighborhood is under usually very strict rules on how you display your house or what you do with
like
your
what
house.
What your yard looks like or what your driveway, your car, like anything.
What you park at your house, what's outside your house, how your yard looks, how your house is painted.
It's essentially to protect the value of everyone's houses in the community. So your investment in your house doesn't like plummet because say your neighbor like moves in and he doesn't take care of his house and his yard's like shit and he's got like an old beater car.
Like my dad's house.
Something like that.
That would never fall under the HOA.
It would never fall. Because
and they fine you.
Yes. And if you don't pay the fines, you get sued and you'll go to court and shit like that. Like it's that legit.
You
they have that much
get
power.
Fined for having string lights on the porch.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
crazy.
Your trash cans
you can't
in
have
eyesight.
Wow.
Shit like that.
That's wild.
But yeah,
HOAs.
Brutal.
Stupid.
The only benefit is that in a lot of places, they do stuff like cut your grass and whatnot.
Yeah,
so you don't always have to keep up with yard work. That's basically it.
But
yeah,
you
but
have
then
to
you pay,
pay.
You pay dues
you
for
have
that,
to pay
yeah,
to be in an HOA.
Yeah.
And then you fuck around and find out and you get fined. There's no like warning or nothing. They'll
like,
be like
down to having like a garden flag in like your mulch bed or like a certain tree in your mulch bed. Like it's crazy.
Or like me, like I have, obviously I have my car, but I bought an El Camino that I'm going to fix up and do. If that El Camino was in the driveway for any reason, say I'm like working on it one day, say I have a garage and it's in the driveway to work on, they'd be like, nope,
you have
can't,
to put that in
can't
garage.
Do that. Got to get that out here.
That's crazy.
HOAs.
Why is this coming up?
I was just watching some YouTube stuff and it was
I get
pissing
Twitter
me
videos.
Off.
Oh, okay. What, there's YouTube videos?
Yeah, of people, because the people who run the HOA also live in the HOA. So it's usually just a pissed off, angry white lady who runs the HOA who will stop by and like and beat their door down and be like, hey, you can't park your car there. That's an HOA violation.
Yeah, I saw,
there's
I
videos
actually
all
saw
over.
A couple TikTok videos, and then I was watching a YouTube video today where they were like doing a skit of being like super over the top HOA, and I was like, fuck HOAs. That's the dumbest shit.
Do they get paid to do it?
I
no.
guess they get
well,
from the
well,
dues
yeah,
that you pay. Because
you pay the dues.
But they live in the community as
yeah.
well?
Well, yeah. Well, it goes towards...
they're
like,
the exemplary model of the HOA.
What if their house is shit?
Your house, then they wouldn't be in the HOA.
Oh. Who fires them?
But that's the thing, like they kind of make the rules.
Who evaluates
like,
them?
Exactly.
They
like,
make
they,
the rules.
They like
so
make the rules.
You could be like, you're fucking hypocrite. I'm not paying shit,
yeah,
you fucking dirtbag.
And then they sue you.
What if you put a flag on their lawn?
That the
we should go vandalize HOA people.
That's a hate crime. We can't do that.
Thanks, SpongeBob.
We'll save that conversation for off. But I like where your head's at.
We can talk about that. Off the pod. On the pod, I love HOAs and I love my HOA.
No.
For the record, I think they are great.
That's, I didn't even know you were an HOA. That's funny.
Do they have hair?
What? That's not what I was going to ask. I don't know what I was going to ask. Do they have a flag in their lawn?
Do you have a flag in your lawn?
No. But actually, when I got home today, because it was so fucking windy. By the way, the drive up here today, awful. Maybe the worst I've ever had.
It was bad.
It was horrible. So bad. I've never even seen people do this. They turned on their blinkers while we were driving so we could see.
Oh, because the rain was so bad. That bad.
You never seen that
I've
before?
I've never had to do that before. Sure, I mean, I've driven in pretty bad weather, but yeah, it was really bad. I mean, it was still bright outside.
But did you turn yours on?
Yes.
You went pussy.
Oh, you went pussy. Dude, I thought you were going to shit on everyone else.
It was everybody. It was the truck driver. It was everybody. I was like, I got it. I don't want to be that guy.
I'm that guy.
I would have been that guy.
I'm that guy.
I didn't want to be that guy.
I'm that guy.
See, I would have turned my headlights off.
Took my hands off the wheel.
What was I going to say?
Oh,
I got home today. Right before I left, my neighbors fucking, like, you know the things next to your windows?
Your neighbors are fucking?
Good for them.
You know the things next to the windows? Holy shit. Next to the windows, like the, they're like fucking
shutters.
Shutters, yes. Couldn't think of the word. Their shutter was in my front yard.
Oh, like it blew
you
off the fucking.
Wait, called up
HOAs?
Fucking.
No,
called
my
up
neighbors.
The fucking Deborah HOA council. Be like, listen, Deborah, I can't be having this. I pay my dues.
I really should have.
I pay my dues, and this is disrespectful.
I'll put this on the pod though. My fuck ass neighbors.
Whoa!
I fucking hate them. This is my wing. Oh, you shouldn't be a piece of shit neighbor and steal people's trash cans and fucking put them other places. They've done this like two or three times, bro. They moved in like a month ago and they just don't know where to put their trash can, when to put it out. They're fucking stupid.
A neighbor rivalry is crazy.
Dude.
For real.
I actually hate them, bro. I actually, like, they're rude. Their dogs are fucking ugly and loud.
Well, you knew the problem that I had in my last place with those fucking kids
That's different. That's a little different.
Yeah, but I can still hate those kids just as equal, dude.
Dude, their dogs are always staring out the window. They bark constantly. When they let them out, they bark. Sucks. They don't even bark at anything. They just bark.
They're just fucking annoying. And you have to hear that.
The neighbors are like, they're just rude. They leave their trash
all
in their
backyard. It's like a responsibility to still be a good neighbor.
I don't know how they get away with
it. Specifically, when we live together, fuck everybody on that block.
Oh, yeah. That block was crazy.
Except the guy at the corner.
Dude, that guy hit a mean fucking tray flip, was it? That guy, remember that one night where we were outside drinking?
Oh, no, he's a piece of shit. Dude.
That's a different corner. I think he's talking.
No, no.
You're talking about the druggie.
I don't know. He came out and tray flipped.
It was Chuck's kid.
He did something hard. He did a laser flip, too. It was crazy.
Fuck with him.
It was him. Yeah, he was like, I used to skateboard. I used to do vert when
He didn't look like... I think he was like an overweight man, no?
He was, yeah. Chuck is an overweight
man. He had like a laser
man.
Flip, bro. I was like, holy fuck.
He didn't land it, though.
Context.
No.
Before me, Isaiah, Sean, and his girlfriend, now wife, used to live together. And before I moved in there, I got in a fucking almost fist fight with the neighbor, and he called the cops on me, and I don't fuck with him ever again.
Why you guys almost fought.
Oh, I remember
why.
Oh,
was it because of the Jeep?
Yeah. He said I almost hit his mom or some old lady, and he came up screaming at me after we came back from getting food. And
I think I was there for that.
And it was during COVID, and he, like, got in my face, and I don't take that shit, yelling back at him, and then, We like went his separate ways, and fucking 75-year-old virgin himself, his dad is standing on the porch and they're staring at me, and I yell back at something at him. We go inside, and then the next thing you know, the cops are at the door.
Yeah, that was fun. No, I was talking about the neighbors right next to us on the corner. Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, but to the right, forget about it.
Yeah, both of them.
Forget about it.
Both of them.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. I was just going to bring up, it was nice being able to walk to Wawa. And do you remember the one time it snowed really fucking hard? And I think it was just you and I driving back from Wawa. And we went up.
We couldn't make it up.
Hill, and we,
yes.
So we kept sliding backwards.
What, inside the Civic? Inside the Civic? It had to be the Civic.
Dude, it was so funny. Dude, the speedometer said he was going like 65.
You know what the worst part is? You know what the worst part is? How long ago was this?
Dude, it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I bet you those tires that you were spinning on are the same tires.
Not really.
I got new tires since then.
Those are the same fucking tires.
I think they're new.
On that Civic.
I think they're new.
They're newer.
I just think it's wild that you even own that car still.
I know. dude, get rid of that thing.
Not for long.
You've been saying that forever, dude. Where is it going?
Trash, bro. The trash man won't take it.
Bro, just put it on Facebook Marketplace. You'll make it easy, 2 G's.
That's crazy.
It
that
drives.
I would make that much. Yeah, true. I remember what you're talking about, bro.
That was so funny.
Isaiah was crying.
I just remember drifting the Suburban.
Oh, dude, the Suburban was so sick.
Yeah, that
dude.
Thing was nuts. You still have it
in the middle of Deptford, the middle of fucking Deptford Center Road, just like
fucking busy.
Oh, in the snow.
Yeah,
it was like.
Were you not there?
No, he was there. Cause no, we went out. I remember we went out to fucking like Target because
we
he
went
wanted
to Target.
He wanted to buy a board game. Like we went out specifically for a board game.
Why did
dude.
You have that? The Suburban.
The Jeep was probably cooked
yeah.
at the time.
I think we were looking for a board game, dude. And I remember you had like $20 to your name, dude. And you were like, I want a board game.
Was that the night we got throw burrito?
Throw burrito, yeah.
No, I took that from my parents.
No, you bought it.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure we bought
dude,
it.
Dude, you were like, I have $20. I need to get a board. Like,
I think we drove to my parents to get it.
We were definitely at Target.
At Target. We may have went to your parents to go grab it because you saw it and you thought of it.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, you were just like, you were so dead set on spending this $20 on a board game.
That's amazing.
That picture.
I didn't.
Oh, but then we spun the Suburban, dude,
yeah.
in Deptford Center Road.
A sick, nasty drift in a fucking
packed intersection.
In the snow, right?
Packed intersection in the snow in a fucking 86 Suburban on 35s with a 6-inch lift.
Did you do it on purpose? Or?
It felt like on purpose.
I don't think I did it on purpose, but I fucking executed perfectly.
Hell yeah.
What a time.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
It was
like your wings, dude.
Was that your actual wing?
That was his wing.
No, he said about...
I just said I hate my one neighbor.
You said it was your wing. Is that not your wing?
No, I was going to talk about Pennsylvania potholes. They fucking suck.
That's everybody's wing.
Yeah, I mean... I don't think it's as bad over here. Do you guys think it's bad?
I think it's comparable.
It might be comparable. I don't know.
No, yeah. I think it's probably worse in PA, at least in Philly.
Yeah, even outside of Philly. But when I was coming here today, dude, there was a fucking pothole. It literally was like the exact size of a tire, and it was just on the Schuylkill. I'm not even joking. Like if I would have drove over it, my whole fucking what the hell? My whole car would have been swallowed.
The crazy part about that is think about motorcycles.
I know.
It's scary, bro.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then also like they drive and work on that road. Like people driving that road constantly, and then they also work on it all the fucking time.
Yeah,
like at night. So I don't even understand like what the issue is, how they don't fix them.
They just don't want to spend the money.
Potholes turn to sinkholes,
and they don't fix them right. You're supposed to fix potholes with concrete, and they just put more asphalt, and then it goes away. It's pointless. They're wasting their time.
What are you gonna do?
Fix it right.
Waste my time.
Stop
and my
using
money.
Asphalt.
Side note. This isn't really my wing, but did you guys see that the CTE SBN Twitter account tweeted a picture of Stefon Diggs in a...
Is that not just run by Antonio Brown?
It like, is. Actually, it is him. But it was... what the fuck happened to my phone? The account tweeted a picture of Stefon Diggs in a Texans uniform 2 weeks ago.
He knew.
What the hell?
Ain't that crazy, dude?
That is
crazy. And he went back and retweeted it, and he's like hyping it up and shit.
Of course.
Because he definitely just took a shot in the dark and it landed.
Yeah. But or he knew something.
Maybe he could have known something too.
No, who the hell's telling Antonio Brown anything?
For real.
You should not
especially
tell that
about
man
a roster
anything.
Move. Like
yeah. No. Yeah, potholes are dangerous, bro. Yeah. You should see the ones that are in freaking Puerto Rico.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean
it's insane.
Like Puerto
They don't give a shit about anything there. Nothing, Bob. Except Madaya.
Dude, apparently
that's
their electric
beer.
Bills are insane. Like, for, like, a normal, like, normal household, like, two bedrooms, a bathroom, kitchen, whatever, you know, like, just a normal-sized house. It's, like, $800 a month for electric.
For AC and Jesus. Shit?
Yeah,
why? Is it because it's so hot there?
It's because...
they have to take the electric there by ship.
It's
just because,
it's shipping.
Like, living there... the cost of living is completely different. So, like, it's a lot cheaper to live there technically, but having electric is, like, really uncommon there.
Really?
So, like, when you, yeah, like, if you live in the city, it's and stuff like that, it kind of is a luxury. So, it's way more expensive.
There's also only one electric company that runs the entire island.
That probably
adds to it because they have a monopoly over
it. It's completely monopolized. Yeah. It's insane, and everybody hates the electric company there.
Sean, what's their bridge? Like bridge
situation.
Yeah, their situation, their deal.
Yeah, are they knocking down bridges left and right?
Are they putting them up? Like, what are they doing? Are they bridging over there?
Yeah, they got bridges.
Okay, just making sure. Are they good? Are they good bridges?
Yeah. Yeah,
man. See, I'm just glad we have boots on the ground making sure these bridges are good. Puerto Rico. You ever see that clip of Donald Trump saying Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico.
Sean, what's your goddamn wing?
So apparently, this isn't my wing, but apparently, I'm just adding on to the conversation.
What the heck?
The converse.
That was the hardest one.
I made him mad.
Apparently, you can buy a house in Puerto Rico for $10,000.
Yeah.
But you have to promise to put.
What the fuck are you doing here?
So you have to promise to put at least $10,000 in work once you buy it. Isn't that crazy? $10,000.
Cheap house.
Yeah. Anyway.
$10,000 of land. Or $10,000 for the house?
I think it's $10,000 for the house.
And then you have to house on top of your house.
You have to renovate it. At least $10,000.
What if I don't want
to? Dude.
Then they'll kick you out, I guess. I don't know. Take
your
money.
Can't kick me out. It's my house.
I don't think it works.
They have HOAs in Puerto Rico? Is that what you're saying?
There's a good chance. There's a lot of communities. Gated communities.
I fucking hate an
They
HOA.
Look like prisons.
Dude, an HOA, like, fining you in Spanish, dude, you'd be so fucked.
Dude, it's stressful when someone comes up to you speaking Spanish. I don't know what to do. I just stare at them.
What did you do? You said, how did you talk to anyone up there?
That is what I said. Huh?
Bridge es muy bueno.
That's not how you say bridge in Spanish.
What's bridge in Spanish?
Puente. Puente. Puenta? Puente.
You could be lying to me and I just don't know.
I actually don't know either.
Puente. Because I would say, inspección el puente.
Don't know
what
happened.
Dude, you broke it? Stop playing with your shit, bro.
Dude, I literally don't even know how it happened.
Stop that.
It's because it's all damn
stop
moisture
that.
Down here, dude.
Stop that.
Moisture? It's wet in here?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Stop playing with your mic stand and play with your nasty little man instead.
Damn moisture.
What? He wasn't here last week.
The episode's not out
it's
yet.
It's not there yet, dude. I can't even know.
Got my nasty little man out last week.
Poor guy. I drank so much last week that I actually don't even know what you're talking about.
What, for real?
He kept saying it all night after, too.
I swear to God.
That I'm a crazy. Shitty little guy out.
Oh, shit. Mark, do you have a wing?
No, dude. I said this. I led with that.
I can't stand right, you.
After your wing, I want to fill in the space just a little bit for Chris. Uh-oh. I have something I wanted to.
I don't got to do my wing.
Dabble just
dude, he has
no,
beef.
No, no,
it's
no,
on
no,
a wing.
No, no, no.
Dude, it's not a wing. Just
no, no, no,
do what you're
no, no,
going to
no,
say.
Dude, Isaiah has beef
just say
with
it.
Me, too.
Isaiah has
say it. Don't spray it.
What are you saying?
He has beef with me, I think. I'm scared.
Say it.
He didn't say he doesn't.
Benchettos.
I don't think he knows you're talking about it.
I could fuck a steak right now.
Rare.
A raw, bloody steak.
It's fucking raw. All
right.
What's
do you have a wing or not?
No, I don't have a wing.
This whole time we're waiting on it.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. No, I did, but I'll keep it.
What the fuck?
We don't need it.
Dude, what do we do?
No.
All right.
All right. Talk your shit.
All right. It's not. What did everybody think about Joel
Embiid? Him in his
eye. What did you think about Joel Embiid coming back last night?
Well,
there's not a chance in hell this guy watched the game.
See, this is our problem. This is your problem.
My wing was about the Sixers.
Then just bring it up.
Yeah, I didn't watch a dude. Fucking ounce of that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My wing.
Speak your lips.
My wing has to do with the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The 76ers.
You're going to piss me off, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead. Speak your lips.
It?
Sure.
Dude, we want
to
hear
is up to
it.
Him.
You're dragging this on, bro.
What the fuck
you are,
come on.
Dude.
Flap your lips, bro.
I'm not dragging nothing, dog. So my wing is this. I think that the Sixers will play the Celtics in the first round.
Oh, my God. We've been saying this for 3 months.
And they will beat them in five games.
Get a new fucking wing, dude.
No.
And they will beat them in five games.
I think this was
with Embiid back.
Do you want to go first?
I'll leave.
He goes, up. No. It's your turn.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go first.
Go ahead, SpongeBob.
All right.
Wait, I'll pick who goes first. Merc.
SpongeBob's house.
SpongeBob, I'm Patrick.
I'm dirty, damn.
No, you guys go. Right, this is your thing, dude. Right. I'm going to the beanbag.
With Embiid back.
No.
With Embiid back. And
go to the beanbag.
The potential of the defense that they can play, which they displayed heavily in the fourth quarter last night. I think that we can easily make it past the 8 seed.
Oh,
meaning we will not play the Celtics.
Yeah.
In the first round. I think it's destiny that we do play the Celtics, just not the first round.
Well, yeah, we're going to play them at some point unless they get upset by the Miami
Heat. I think I want to play the Bucks first round.
Why? Do you think they have the best chance to beat them? Who's the 3 seed? The Knicks?
It's the Knicks or the, not the Bulls, Cleveland.
I was going to say, I think it's the Cavs.
Think it's the Cavs. I think the Knicks are the 4 seed.
Okay.
And then after that, I know the Pacers are 6. Who's 5th?
The Magic? The Knicks.
Oh, it's the Knicks?
Oh, the Magic. I forgot about the Magic.
The record-wise, the Magic and the Knicks have the same at 44-31.
So what are they tied for?
It's Celtics, Bucks, Cavs, Magic, Knicks, Pacers, Heat, Sixers.
Yeah.
So the Sixers are already in the 8 spot. And the two teams for the play-in are below 500.
Yeah, they're both bad.
Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs.
And we just beat the best team in the West.
Without their best two scorers.
We also didn't have Maxey.
Yeah, they didn't have both of their top scorers, though.
We didn't have Maxey, and we had Joel Embiid just come back from...
Fresh off. Limited minutes.
After being gone for like 8 weeks.
24 points, though.
I don't think he played more than 25 minutes.
He played 29.
Either way,
I'm happy he's back.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I think that I was saying I feel like I've said this, that I thought that the Sixers were going to beat the Celtics in the first round. But seeing where we're at now and going off of the schedule we have going forward, we have the easiest schedule in the East out of everybody playing.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, statistically, we have the easiest schedule going forward. So, I agree with Bob. We're probably not going to play the Celtics in the first round. It'll probably be Miami.
Cavs.
No, I think it's going to be the Bucks we play.
We would have to be the fifth seed.
We would have to be the sixth seed to play the Cavs or whoever's in third. I don't know that we're going to catch up to the Pacers.
We can't play the Bucks.
We're only 2 games behind.
I don't think we can play the Bucks unless we don't.
Is it really that close? I didn't realize it was that close.
Yes.
Yeah, the East is really tight.
It's all pretty close besides the Celtics.
Yeah.
The Celtics have a 12-game lead to second.
Wow. Yeah.
Then it's the Bucks at, I'm just going to say the wins. Bucks at 47, Cavs at 46, Magic at 44, Knicks at 44, Pacers at 43, Heat at 42, and us at 41.
Yeah.
But what's the win percentage? Because that makes a difference. I know we have more losses than the Heat. Like, multiple.
2 more losses than the Heat right now.
Okay.
We also play the Heat. I think it's our next
tomorrow,
game.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're only 1.5 behind the Heat and 2 behind the 6th seed and 3.5 behind the 5th and tied for the 4th.
I think there's only like 6 or 8, like somewhere between 6 and 8 games left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could catch up. In my opinion, I think we're just going to... The highest we'll get is a 7th seed.
Maybe I'm thinking there's more games left in my head then.
No, there's like 6.
No, but it's literally like 2 weeks until the play-ins happen.
That's still enough time.
I think it's enough time. But I don't think we'll play the Celtics. I think it's the most realistic that we play the Bucks, and I think I prefer that right now.
I would rather play the Celtics in the first round when we're the freshest.
You just don't want the disappointment?
I wanted that too. My issue with it is that after watching Joel last night, I think that...
He's still him.
He's still him, but I also think that he doesn't have the conditioning he had before, and I think...
But I think it's perfect that he's back right now, right before playoffs, to get...
I just don't know if the 2 weeks will be enough for him to be 100%. He's pretty close, but he always looks tired, but he looked... really tired.
And I think that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But I think it's good that he's back now right before the playoffs because he hasn't played with anybody we traded for.
Yeah, he hasn't played with, basically.
So
He hasn't played with.
He's been out 63 Payne, days.
He hasn't played
oh, with
Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield.
Not Oubre. He's played with
no,
Oubre.
He's played with Oubre. No. But, I mean, with this squad that we have right now, because it did change a lot. We got rid of a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
He had, like, this is, you're kind of working with a new team, basically.
Well, we've been working with a new team because of injuries.
Yeah.
Besides Maxi and Toby and Kelly, really.
Yeah.
The starting lineup.
Batum's been out, and then, like, we've had random people.
Batum was out. Rocco's been out.
Yeah.
So
he was on the team.
Yeah, exactly. But I like who we have right now.
Yeah.
Kelly Oubre, I think maybe for the best for him was Embiid being out because he got to see a lot more offensive capability from him because it's not always going to Embiid. And I think there was a really good, I guess Maxi was out last night too, but it was a really good balance of Kelly having the ball and doing what he can do last night.
Yeah, he's so good. We would be so fucking stupid not to sign him.
I know. Next year. That's what I said last night.
Yeah, it would be.
God, insane. I hope we re-sign him because we already have him on a minimum, I think.
Yeah, a vet minimum.
That's crazy.
Dude, he's playing better than Tobias Harris.
I can't believe you signed a vet man.
Dude, it's not even that old.
I mean, he was crazy. On the fucking Hornets, bro. Like,
but he was on the Suns.
Yeah, I think he was. I think the reason they got him for that cheap is because him being on the Hornets, he was almost on the way out of the league. Like,
really?
I don't think he was playing that well.
No, he was averaging 20 points a game, at least.
There's no way. Maybe.
But he was shooting like 30%.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just looks better.
Yeah.
All he needs to do, and I mean, after last night. Obviously, it's possible now that he has Joel Embiid back, but his three-point percentage went down after Joel left, and he hit, like, fucking three or four straight threes in the fourth quarter.
What, last night?
Last night, mm-hmm. Yeah. He was going off. So,
even the game before that, when we won against Toronto,
yeah,
him and fucking Campaign were lights out from three.
Yeah.
We have fucking hit a franchise record.
Yeah.
24, yeah. I think it was.
The team is good, dude.
It is, but yeah. Campaign is very inconsistent. That's the only thing I don't like about him.
Yeah.
Oubre's consistent, though. As long as you have a consistent three starting guys that are going to play 30-plus minutes, you can get pretty far in the playoffs.
Definitely.
Nico's good for hustle defense and a corner three. Kelly Oubre's good for, between 30 and 40% shooting from three, but he's aggressive in the paint.
He's good on defense, too.
He's good on defense. And Embiid's just Embiid. And Maxi's just a sly little guy.
Yeah.
This team is going to be so fucking hard to beat, I think, once Embiid is back.
What do you guys think about Paul George next year?
What about him?
I don't know,
in what regard?
Like on the
they
Sixers.
Won him. The Sixers won him.
He fucking cooked us last week.
He wants He wants a max.
Yeah. I don't know if we have that.
He's
kind
31.
Of he's getting kind of old. I think he fits. He fits a hell of a lot better than Tobias. I don't know where the fuck Tobias fits anymore.
I don't think he's worth a max, though.
No, I don't think so. I think he's too old.
Yeah.
There's no way. I hope that if we do sign him, it's not for anywhere near that amount.
I was hearing about.
But I think he fit good.
Yeah, for sure. I was hearing about Markkanen too, Lauri Markkanen.
I don't hate that. He cooks us too.
That would be
the
awesome.
The two games I've been to this year. I've been to three, but was against the Jazz. The Markkanen cooked us. We fucking lost by like 18.
Damn.
And then the Clippers last week and barely lost on some bullshit, but that's besides the point. And Paul George cooked us.
Yeah.
And we were definitely in James's head.
Oh, yeah.
He still had a decent game, didn't he?
Like 15 points, but he had like 12 assists.
Hmm. Yeah,
the boos were crazy. As soon as he touched the ball, the whole fucking place. It was so funny.
We went to the first Ben Simmons game when he was on the Nets.
So probably the same treatment.
Oh, it was bad, bro.
But that gets in his head crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he got the brickin' for chicken. I think we got chicken from that dumb bitch. But yeah, if at least if the Sixers don't make it anywhere this year, they got a bright future next year for sure. They're going to have a ton of cap space. and they're going to hopefully sign a star. What do you mean? Once they get rid of Tobias. Huh?
You need to sign Maxi.
I think regardless, being off of Tobias opens.
Maxi qualifies for a Supermax now.
Well, yeah, because he was an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he deserves it.
Right now, he deserves it.
Yeah, he's only, what, 23?
And how'd that go for us for Toby?
Toby was a lot older, and...
We'll see how the jelly rolls, baby.
Yeah. All right, let's get do Quizzo, and then I really
can you turn the light on so I can think?
I like it dark.
I did.
You're still here.
I like it in here.
I don't want to talk to you.
Side note, you see Chance the Rapper and his wife divorced.
Maybe I love my wife.
We're back.
Maybe
we're
make
back.
Good music again.
Yeah.
There's been that snippet on TikTok of his song.
I heard it.
Like a good sounding song for like a couple months now, and I haven't seen anything about it.
The same with that Kendrick song.
Dude,
that snippet of that Kendrick song
on
TikTok.
That Kendrick verse on the fucking.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Actually,
don't get me wrong.
Future song?
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy verse.
You think he's dissing J. Cole in that or just Drake?
Mostly Drake. I think J. Cole kind of. He's in there, but not really. Yeah.
All right. Quizzo?
Oh, yeah, true. Quizzo.
Turn the light on, dude.
I like
don't
it.
Don't do it. Don't do
I
it.
I can't
don't
think.
Do it, dude.
He broke it.
No.
He broke
Isaiah
it.
No.
I want it on.
God.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got to split the room.
Papa
yes. God. Thank God.
Can
thank
turn
God.
It off?
No. I'm getting up.
Get that one.
Don't shut that
I hope the
off.
Sound.
Oh, no.
I hope the sound.
I can't think in the dark.
I hope the sound of the light comes through.
It should.
What are you? Sit down. Sit down. No. Oh my God!
We're saving power, dude.
Yeah,
it's really exciting, bro. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Right all now. Right, we gotta. Gotta get the quiz.
We gotta roll.
Let's go.
We gotta roll. I meant to bring up Roger Ebert, and I didn't.
What?
I was gonna give To Pimp a Butterfly 4 stars out of 4 stars because of this guy. You know this guy? He reviews movies. He died in like 2013.
No.
You know that guy?
No.
Yeah. Never mind. All right. What's the
never
first
mind.
Question?
You pulled
number
that guy
one.
Up really fast.
We good? Number one, good. Why did you have that
you
guy
had
up?
That guy right away.
Wait, did you just pull that guy up?
No, I did way earlier.
Wait, actually, right before Quizzo, I want to bring up something cool about the Phillies last night. So the Phillies played in the rain last night. Bryce Harper, 3 home runs. Beautiful,
yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. We had... Who was on the mound? Turnbull?
Some dude.
Turnbull. We just got in a trade. Pitched pretty decent, pretty all right. I think we took him out in the 5th, and we brought in who I never heard of. Everybody at the bar I was with was like, who the fuck is that? Ricardo Pinto.
Yeah, he went off.
He pitched fucking lights out. I think he had 6 strikeouts into the 8th. Anyway, I found out today that apparently he was on the Iron Pigs, Rochester Iron Pigs, and... Rob Thompson sent a car for him at noon. He didn't arrive at the stadium until the 4th inning.
What?
Warmed up and got in the game.
That's crazy, dude.
Is that
didn't they like sign him to like a bigger deal too?
That I don't
know. Like this morning or something like that.
Wow.
I think I thought I heard that too. I could be wrong. Anyway,
but that is nuts.
Yeah, that's
that
dope.
Quizzo time, dude?
If you want.
Please.
Only because you said please. Number one. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Jesus oh, my
fuck,
God, man.
God.
This fucking guy.
What is the name of Tony Stark's AI assistant? There's 2 choices.
There's 2 choices?
Because it changes after a certain amount of movies. The name changes.
It changes in the first Avengers.
Oh, dude.
Does it?
I'm so mad.
I don't want to die, Mr. Stark.
What the fuck? I'm going to have to come back to it.
Did you write it down?
I already wrote it down.
Why were you complaining?
I said I don't want to die, Mr. Stark.
Oh, I got it. I got
no,
it.
No, before
it,
that, you said this big.
I got it. I got it. We're good.
Universe.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I Googled it.
You saw?
I Googled all the answers and get them wrong.
I've been on my
penalty
messages
drink.
The whole time.
Penalty drink.
I've been on my messages the whole time.
You got to take a shot.
Okay.
All right, number 2. What is the smallest unit of matter that retains the properties of an element?
What the fuck?
Am My knees are so
retains
cold.
Retains the properties of an this? Element. I'm not even sure what that
this
means.
This is a fucked up question.
Knees are cold. Bro.
They're so cold.
I think I got it. I think I know that one.
I don't think I know.
It's between two things, I think. Or three things.
I don't have a fucking
it might
clue.
Be four. Might be three.
I don't even have an answer to write down. Repeat the question.
Repeat the question.
What is the smallest unit of matter that retains the properties of an element?
I got it. I'm pretty confident.
Just come back to it, Papa. Number three. Which ancient civilization is known for its impressive architecture, including structures like the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx?
Do you want the empire?
Excuse me?
You said something about an empire?
Ancient civilization.
Our civilization. Okay. I feel good about that one.
Number four. Who's often referred to as the king of pop for his influence and impact on the music industry?
Oh, dude. They made these ones too easy.
I'm thinking about the porcelain phase, dude.
Huh?
I can't say that. Wait.
Yeah, why did you just say that?
I don't know the reference either.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know the reference either, Bob.
I don't really understood what he said.
Me or him?
Him.
Oh, if you know, you know. All right.
It's a throwback.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Five. What popular breakfast food is made from ground cornmeal and can be served sweet or savory?
Oh, I don't actually know this.
What?
Oh!
You're going to be mad.
I got it. I may have went 5 for 5.
You didn't get the fresh one.
No, I think I did.
Ground cornmeal?
Yeah,
I got
dude.
It. Do you know it?
I guessed. I don't know. I've never had it.
Sweet or savory?
I'm sending it. I sent it through. I can't change them.
Good.
Cornmeal. Sweet
what was
or
that?
Savory?
I mean, I can't help them, but...
Whatever.
I
feel good.
Whatever you write down is probably it.
Probably not.
I think it is.
Did you get the other one?
Number two? Fuck if I know, dude.
You're not going to write anything?
That one might be the one I got
don't
wrong.
Even have a fucking...
Because I was split between two answers.
Don't think about it too hard. I'll say that.
All right.
Smallest unit of matter that still possesses an element?
The properties of an element.
Properties.
All right. Number one. In the cinematic... The Marvel Cinematic Universe, what is the name of Tony Stark's AI assistant? You got two options.
Isaiah?
I wrote Jarvis.
Okay.
I too wrote Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Okay. Bonus, what's the other one?
Oh, I didn't know that would be a bonus.
Vision.
No.
What? Is that not it? I thought it was Vision too.
No, Jarvis was Vision.
Jarvis turns into Vision.
They made
that's
Vision
what I meant.
By
yeah.
He put him into Vision.
Yes.
So that's the right answer.
Huh?
That's a right answer. That's
Jarvis is one of them, but I didn't know.
Was he something not? Before that? Before
no.
he was Jarvis.
I think he was Jarvis first.
It was Jarvis and then this person.
Alexa.
Does Vision have another name?
It's not Vision. It's a new right. AI because Vision was made.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I thought he was looking for what he turned into.
No.
I would have been pissed if I put Vision.
I would have been pissed too.
It's Friday. Do you know that?
Oh, I just watched Iron Man 3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no. I did it.
I did, actually.
All right, number two. What is the smallest unit of matter that retains the properties of an element?
What's the start?
So I went back on this. I didn't have an answer the whole time. Don't look at my answers,
I already
you fuckwad.
Come on.
I just went all the way to the top of my notes page with all my answers.
Don't you hate that?
I put an atom.
Okay.
I also put an atom.
I also put an atom, but I feel like
holy
that's not it.
Fuck.
No, it should be it.
It's not, dude. It's something in an atom.
No.
It's a molecule, isn't it?
No, because it has an atomic number.
Tell us an answer.
Like every element has an atomic number.
We all got it wrong. By his expression.
No, he didn't.
He changes expression.
What is it, man?
It's an atom.
Yes! But I was split between an atom or a molecule, but then I thought of the atomic number.
You might have helped me by saying, don't think about it too much.
I shouldn't have said that.
Damn it. Dude, we might all go. Do you guys feel good about the rest?
I don't feel good about the last one.
Oh, shit. I feel good about the rest.
If we go 5 for 5, this guy's got to suck down all that
hot sauce. This guy's got to all of it. Suck something.
Number 3.
A nasty little man.
Which ancient civilization is known for its impressive architecture, including structures like the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx?
I'll be honest. I think you gave us a little too much with that ending part there.
Well, it was not me. It was ChatGPT.
What? Wait a minute.
What? I thought you were making these.
I have told you multiple times that I don't make these.
I said the Egyptian.
What?
Egyptian? I just put Egypt.
Yeah, I put Egypt. I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Nah, it's ancient Egypt. So all y'all are wrong.
No.
Psych boy.
Number 4. Who is often referred to as the king of poop for his influence and impact on the music industry?
That guy's right. The king of poop.
For this one,
there.
I was talking about his porcelain face. Do you remember? Do you guys remember?
Yeah. Oh, face.
I heard face, and that's
all
I
heard. I thought you
said
vase. I was like, a porcelain vase?
His porcelain
Wait, you didn't
face
give
in
answers
the
yet.
Funeral, bro?
You didn't give answers yet.
We all know.
MJ.
Michael Jordan.
I was just... Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Michael
Jackson. Too easy. Last but not least, what popular breakfast food is made from ground?
I think I was overthinking this one as well.
Cornmeal. And can be served sweet or savory.
Is that it?
All right. I don't know for sure because I've never had this. I said grits.
Okay.
I also put grits.
Fuck.
Oh,
I put cereal.
Oh, dude, we almost all went perfect.
It's grits.
Fuck.
Looks like me and Bob are drinking.
Oh, dude.
But he got 4.
But he's
That's
in
what
last,
makes him drink.
This is so bullshit.
Damn, we almost all went perfect.
What do you want?
Fuck. Hazao.
Not tequila.
Hazao.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want alcohol or do you want one of these?
I'll do the lemon juice.
All right. Same. Hey, same here.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have to... Oh, are you open this? What the fuck?
Get on. Keep going, Isaac.
Get one.
I can't.
Oh my god. Is that what you're having as well, or are you doing hot seals?
No, it's not that bad. A little sour.
Cheers.
Why do you do that? I don't like it.
It is a little sour.
Just... Oh, man, it's tanging on me. Oh, it's tanging on me.
Keep that tang on me.
He's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'm done.
You would.
You guys got to get out of here. I don't really want to talk to you anymore, like ever again.
I'm gonna start breaking
shit. Can you just
I'm
not
gonna start breakdancing?
Bust a move for me, Merc.
Oh shit! Business.
No.
Shit business.
You can't do that, Nate.
Shitty business.
Oh,
pay
yeah.
Taxes.
You can pay next time. It's adding up, though. I'm gonna be honest with you.